Morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. Let me share with you a passage in Ephesians. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. Did the Ephesians know all that God had given to them in Jesus? I'm not sure, but because I believe it will take a supernatural work for that understanding. Just as it does for most of us, it requires that the eyes of our hearts, our understanding, be enlightened by God. Paul used a great expression when he speaks of the eyes of our heart. To many Christians, hearts have no eyes, places where we gain real knowledge and understanding, and far too many Christians' eyes have no heart. But God wants us to have both of those in combination being used in us. The word heart signifies the very core and center of life, where the intelligence has its post of observation, and where the stores of experience within us are laid up. He says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, that we might see and understand so much more than we usually do. Why all this thought? To understand what the Lord has given us, what he calls us to, the hope of living in Jesus Christ while we're in this world, and that we will gain so much more once we leave this world. And all of us will leave this world one day. That has been prompting in me some thoughts in my mind and heart. What do we have to leave to those who follow us? What will we leave our children or our grandchildren or great-grandchildren maybe? That thought has been going through my mind for some time now. Maybe it's because of my age and the time I have left on this planet or the passing of some of my loved ones, the people we care for in this world. In 1970, David Green began making picture frames in his garage. There have been many people in this church who have had the woodworking skills and done things in their garages. I've been visiting some of them in the past. With hard work, he and his wife, Barbara, turned that humble beginning hobby into the world's largest privately owned arts and craft retailer, employing 43,000 people across 900 stores in 47 states. But it's not all about business, he says. He ran his business with this thought and principle: give it all away and getting it all back again. Think about that for just a moment. It will change the way we think about prosperity, teaching us that true wealth is about more than money. It's about growing our faith, our family, and our intellectual capacity alongside of any of the bank accounts or things that we might own in this world. Green also reminds us that it's not just giving that sets the foundation for financial freedom. Practicing good stewardship is much, much more. It's also about passing on our values and set good examples for the future generations that come behind us. As owners of the Hobby Lobby chain, it has grown, he has grown, yet he has stayed true to the philosophy by adhering to three simple principles. Work with all your heart for God and not for man. Think about that for a moment. What are you doing it for? The paycheck for man, for someone else? He said, do it for God and do it well. Secondly, think ahead, but hold on to your plans lightly. You do not know what God has in store for you. In other words, it's good to plan. It's good to know where you want to be going and what you want to do, but God can change things in an instant. Be ready to follow the Lord. And thirdly, consider what your legacy will be. What are you leaving for people? What do they see in your life that they can hold on to? I think if we were to follow Green as he invites us to see this process by which he's been living, we would see that life is marked by generosity, but it can also be a full life of adventure, a life that pays the best rewards, changing the lives of everyone around us, and that it gives us the tools we need to leave a lasting legacy to the people we love the most, the people God put in our lives, our families, our friends, our family at church, the people we know and love every day. I want to leave a lasting legacy. How about you? And I think in order to do that, we need to have hearts that are enlightened to know the hope that we are given by God and the glorious inheritance in his holy people. I want to be his child, and I want to do what he wants me to do. How about you? Prayer thoughts for today: Christine Emile, Linda Dobbins, Lulu DeVito, Brandon's mother, Diane, Vern Harvey as he's moving, Scott Rooney, Paul Tremaine. There's been a number of shootings happening around recently. Pray for the families who have lost loved ones. Pray for our fireworks tent coming up. There's a lot of things happening from this Saturday through the following week and few days, up through the 5th. Then pray for the church and the nation and her families. And after you spend a few moments in prayer, just praise God for what he's doing and start living the legacy that you're going to leave to those who follow you because of our love for God. Have a great day and God bless.